Welcome to the Producers Journal Podcast, everybody. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. ShelbyRowProductions.com and Instagram at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. You know, when I chose this song, I didn't listen this far into it. I didn't realize we had a xylophone solo. This is very cartoony. On the very front end, I thought the drums and bass sounded cool. I still think it's a cool song, but I'm hearing it for the first time at this moment, just like you. The hell is that? It's kind of creepy, isn't it? As always, thanks for joining me today. Today I'm going to talk about something that, as I record this, just happened yesterday. And I was trying to go through my list of topics that when I get an idea of something I'd like to talk about, I have a list. I add it to it. And I was going through that list today. And then it hit me. Like, dude, talk about what happened yesterday. And that's what I'm going to do. And it is about concerned clients. There's many ways to upset clients or just make them concerned about things. The biggest no-no is being late on publishing an episode. The nature of the beast of podcasting is if the client wants to publish every Tuesday and they give you the files and assets in plenty of time for you to finish and meet that goal, but yet you miss publishing on every Tuesday, they will be concerned and upset. Sometimes there's a technical issue. Sometimes there's miscommunication. It happens. Mistakes happen. Clients are always forgiving. But if it continues to happen, then it will be a problem. Well, my current story is something that is very difficult for someone like myself that owns an agency. And I say that because the nature of this beast is I trust people to do work for me, but I'm also trusting them to do work for my clients. So they are handling the very things that earn this business money and keeps my lights on. So that's scary in of itself. But I got over that very early on. That's something you just have to learn how to deal with. But one of the other aspects to this is you might have an editor that either leaves or needs to slow down. And the end result is they have to drop a podcast. Now, how I run my team of editors is when I assign them a podcast, that's theirs. They can count on it. And if needed, I'll have another editor back up if someone goes on vacation. But it's there for them when they get back. I'm loyal to each editor on the accounts that they edit for me. And I have lists in spreadsheets to keep all of that organized. So when someone needs to take a vacation and you train another editor to come in and we show them the folders and the different assets and the flow of that podcast, whether it's a basic edit, scrub edit, do they have mid-roll ads in the middle, whatever it may be, it's always good to bring someone in on board with that just so you have that security blanket in an emergency or when someone goes on vacation. More often than not, the client won't even notice. They won't notice the difference. Sometimes they do. So what happened yesterday was a client called me with some concern. It was actually an email 2 days ago. And when you get this kind of email, you start getting nervous. Hey, I just listened to episode 43. Really, what she said was, I just listened to the second revision of episode 43. I'd like to talk to you about it. Can we get on a phone call? That's when you know something's up. Because, and I was right, and I'm the same way. She, as I predicted, she didn't want the emotion to be lost in translation via, you know, text, writing, texting, or it's an email, but in text form, because we can read something and it feels like it's something else. So she wanted to respect that and just get on the phone and talk to me about it, which I'm a fan of, and I do that too, but it still makes your old asshole pucker a little bit when you get a message like that from a client. Another layer to that was she had already showed some concern in the last few episodes. And here's why. And I should have started with this. We launched a podcast called Perfectly Imperfect a long time ago, like 2 years ago. In fact, it's one of those podcasts that came to me during COVID. One of those situations where COVID was actually good for me, because this podcast was like many where people had free time, and with Zoom, you can do anything. So this particular client and her guest host or her co-host did that. And right out of the gate, I attached this podcast to my audio and video editor, Sebastian, and he's awesome, and they loved the work, and they're a little more difficult edits to deal with. Not clients, they're wonderful people, but it's multi-track, you know, with two hosts and a guest, it's three separate files. Audio quality is not always great, dealing with Zoom dropouts. And they're very particular, so they send you edit notes. And then you send your first draft, and they always come back with a few more notes. Second draft, usually pretty good to go after that. Maybe once in a while, a third draft. And it was going great. And they're biweekly, meaning every other Wednesday. Well, Sebastian needed to kind of back out of this podcast. He was just getting busy with life. He graduated college. He's working a full-time job. And it was decided that he wanted to move on from it. And of course, I was like, okay, cool. Then I have to think about who is going to take over the podcast. And this is where it can be difficult for someone like myself. This is one of those stressful moments. They can be scary because you want to make sure that it's done properly. And you have to sit back and think of the editors that have some space and bandwidth. Who would I send this to? And this was a situation where I was limited on options. Go listen to episode 20 about how I just hired a new editor. But this new editor was not in the picture when I had to make this decision. So I had one person to choose from. Good person, decent editor, but not the greatest either. And I had no choice, so I had to put him on it. In fairness to him, I won't mention his name. He's a good guy, though, but I don't want to pick on him. So I connect him with Sebastian for training. And Sebastian was on board with that, so Sebastian connected with him on their own. This is a fun part about being a boss. is it's a headache and it's terrifying, but Sebastian knows what's up. He knows best how this podcast works. So he does the dirty work for me and trains somebody else on the lay of the land, the folders, the asset system, what have you, the best ways to handle their audio quality, all the above. And that happened. So the first episode that this gentleman edited was okay. The client did notice that I invited someone new into the Google folder. Mistake number one, I should have been way ahead of that and said, hey, just letting you know, Sebastian is moving on. Here's the new editor, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't do that and I didn't get to it. So now it's exposed. Not that I was trying to hide it, but now they know if they hear something a little different, they're going to have a different thought process behind it. Instead of, oh, Sebastian must have missed something. Now it's, this isn't the same quality. Anyways, the first thing I noticed is it took this guy, sounds rude saying it that way. Let's call him Bob. It took Bob 3 times as long to do an episode than it took Sebastian. That's a problem because I can't all of a sudden just, start charging more. If they're used to paying 90 minutes of track time per episode on average, 90, maybe 2 hours, and all of a sudden it's 4 hours, red flag. They're going to be like, what happened? So my profit margin was slimming down on that podcast. So there was red flag number one. Then I think he came on episode 41. So 41 was okay. 42 was okay. No real notes from the client and his track time was down. So I chalk that up as the first episode he took on was him trying to figure it out and learn how to edit that podcast and handle all the ins and outs of it. Then came episode 43. We get the files as usual, which comes with a series of edit notes. And by edit notes, I mean timestamp edit notes. Take out minute 12 to minute 13:30. Take this chunk out, that chunk out. Fix this problem. We had a dog barking, so we took a break. So take that piece out, whatever it may be. So he did the first draft and missed a bunch of stuff. I don't understand why. This is not new. This happens. But I'm like, oh, man. And the client is concerned already. Hey, there was some very obvious stuff in the notes that were missed. We would like them fixed. Obviously, here's what was missed. And while we were listening, okay, then we decided to make some new edits. So here you go. I'm like, oh. So I have to message Bob. Hey, here's some new notes, but you missed a few things. Please be careful. Can you please make sure that you're paying attention to the detail of the notes? Because you missed some, it's okay, but just please be careful in the future. He does the second draft, and I deliver it. And I don't listen to it. I can't review everything. I really can't. And I've talked about this before. I should do it a little more, but for the sake of time, I have to trust my editors. I just have to. So I push that over to the client, and this is where it becomes a problem because the quality of the audio was not good on his end. Like his mixing of the tracks didn't sound good. In fact, it may have even changed from draft number one to draft number two or draft number three. Like it just wasn't right. So that's when the client emailed me and wanted to talk. So I already knew there was issues on the front end of this episode, and I honestly thought I was getting fired. But what was hilarious about that is literally 5 minutes after I had that thought, she emailed me a file for a new episode. So I'm like, all right, I'm not getting fired. So her name is Sherry. Couldn't be the nicest person. We got on the phone. She was very understanding and not rude about it, not upset, but concerned. Because for so long, prior to Bob, I almost said his real name, prior to Bob taking over, we edited 40 episodes that they thought sounded amazing because Sebastian is amazing. And then the quality dropped and they're not happy about it. And they shouldn't be happy about it because they're paying decent money for this and the quality dropped. So she's like, just letting you know, we need to do another pass at this, but we're concerned because were we spoiled because it was Sebastian that was just extra good? Or is it just a bad editor on this thing right now? And that's terrifying when someone's starting to judge your team because you take it personally. And it's at the end of the day, it falls on me. Doesn't matter if anyone makes a mistake and it causes an issue with a client. I have to take it because clearly I didn't lead or train properly in this situation. Because if I would have, maybe whatever the solution would have been, I have to call myself out. It's a mistake. This should have never happened. I could look at Sebastian at his training skills. No, because I know I trust Sebastian, but something happened and it's just not good. So I have to take the blame. So I come to her with, look, I'm going to bring Sebastian in to look at this stuff. I'll connect him with Bob. We'll get it right. Bob had already been tasked the 44th episode. So I told her he's already been tasked that. So I don't want to take it away from him. So we will monitor it very closely. The file that she had just sent in was for episode number 45. Then I told her, I'm not tasking that until we hear 44. Sorry if I'm confusing everybody with these stupid episode numbers, but this is the stuff that I have to work through and how to manage and delegate and task files. So she's like, okay, great. Thank you. And then we talk and chit chat about other things. And it's been a while since we've been on the phone. That's the other funny thing about this job is still to this day, I have some clients I've never spoken to, whether it be a phone call or a Zoom call. I've never met them virtually. It's all been emails. So I get on the phone with Sebastian and I explain everything to him. And because he's great, he agreed to help. And then he threw it out there. He's like, well, you know, all this other stuff I was dealing with, the new job, and then he got some projects that landed on him from other clients that really consumed some time. He's like, a lot of that is done. And I have free time again. And I'm like, do you want the podcast back? And he's like, sure. And I was like, it's yours. And it's the first time that I'm going to take a podcast away from somebody. That conversation has not happened yet. That will be another episode, I'm sure. But that's what's going on. So Sebastian's going to help fix 43. Scott's going to do... Oh, I just gave his name away. Okay, his name is Scott. Scott is going to do 44. We'll see how that goes. And then the switch will be made. And then I call Sherry to give her that news. And she was so excited because she really loved Sebastian's work. And I did too. And I do love his work. And he's one of my top guys for anything. Love him. Trust him. Love Scott. Trust Scott. He does a lot of work for me and it's good stuff. But for whatever reason, sometimes certain projects don't jive with certain people. And you just learn that. I've had to fire editors in the past straight up because of mistakes they're making. And you can just tell, okay, this person just doesn't get it. And it's okay. And you move on. And now I'm going to move on. 20 minutes is about enough of my rambling. So let me turn up this weird song and tell you to go to ShelbyRowProductions.com and Instagram at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. Drop me a DM, email me from the website. I'd love to hear from you. Ask me questions. Maybe I can do an episode where it's Ask Me Anything. That'd be helpful for me too, to come up with some content. There's the damn xylophones. All right, guys. As always, thank you for coming back and listening to another episode of The Producer's Journal. We'll talk to you again next time.